Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Hamilton County 4-H members attended Cosmic Bowling on Friday night with other 4-H members from White and Saline counties. It was a great time with over 60 in attendance, and they began their community service project of collecting items for the Ronald McDonald House Charities, which we will be taking a tour later this spring to deliver those. We have 4 boxes of items donated, so it's a great start to their community service, and a great time was had by all with bowling. Just 1 week away from the Hamco Food and Brew Fest, check out this awesome lineup of vendors we have scheduled. Brew vendors are John and Karen Perryman, Bob and Becky Cross, Brad Grubb, Steve Rapp, Golden Eagle Distributors, Kerner Distributors, St. Nick's Brewery, The Liquor Hut, What's Poppin' in Mobile Bar, and JC Sippin' Go. For food vendors, they have Foxy, Mimo's McLeansboro, Lisa's Kettle Corn, Tequila, Deep South, RLC Culinary, Alicia's Sweets, Mimo's North City, Uncle Joe's, Maggie's Kitchen, Fifth Street Market, and Louisiana Cajun Cooking. So what a great lineup. Tickets are still available. You can go to hamcochamber.org/foodandbrew2025 to sign up. So if you have not got your tickets, they will sell out before this Saturday. The McLeansboro Kiwanis Annual Pancake Day will be March 1st, 2025 at the High School Commons area. They will serve from 6:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. Tickets for pre-sale are adult $6 and they will be $7 at the door. Pre-sale for kids are $2.50 or $3 at the door. This is always a great time and a great way to support the local Kiwanis. 10 Mile Baptist Church will hold their father-daughter dinner on Saturday, March 1st from 5 to 7. There will be dinner, activities, a photo booth. This is open to the community and there is no charge, so all fathers and daughters of all ages are welcome to attend. Join us for a networking and a presentation on Business Rules and Order by Lindsay Adams. A Chamber of Commerce luncheon will be held on March 27th from noon to 1 at Otten's Pizza House in McLeansboro. It is free to chamber members and $15 to non-members. This would be a great way for people who have just gotten on a committee, school board, county board, anything like that, that don't understand Robert's rules or how they work. This is a great introduction to those rules and help you understand why organizations are run the way they are. There will be a fish fry fundraiser on Friday, February 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Hamilton County Senior Citizens. A meal includes 2 pieces of fish, french fries, coleslaw, and hush puppies. Curbside pickup is available. $15 per person. Call 618-643-9148 to get more information. The McLeansboro First General Baptist Church Upward Sports Soccer and Cheerleading for K through 8th grade will run on Saturday mornings from April through May. This will be at the McLeansboro First General Baptist Church, and you can register online at m1church/upwardsports, or you can contact them by calling 643-3822. The deadline to register is this Friday, February 28th. So if your child would like to be in the Upward Sports, you need to register by this Friday. Hamilton County 4-H will hold their contest on public presentations and demonstrations. This will be for 4-H members from Hamilton, Hardin, Pope, Saline, and White counties. It's open to 4-H participants enrolled in public presentations and demonstrations. The demonstrations will include horticulture and foods demonstrations. The deadline to enroll is March 14th. Contact your local extension office to enroll for any of these activities or if you have any questions. This will be held on March 20th at 6 p.m. at the White County U of I Extension Office. There will also be a community service project that evening where donations of non-perishable food items will be accepted for the Unit 24 Blessing Boxes. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.